So can you tell me about what you would hope to accomplish in coaching?
I'm very optimistic. Greg, our son and daughter, have gone through different coaching programs. Really got a lot out of it.
Oh, nice.
I had a great deal of resistance to job coaching because when we first moved back to San Clemente in 2001, I wanted my husband to see a job coach, and he did. And we spent a lot of money, and the guy said, "You better find somebody, it's something you want to do on your own, because you could never work for somebody."
Oh.
And that sort of
never be making a pronouncement. That's, wow. That,
well, you, yeah.
You didn't have a trained, certified coach in that person.
I would say that's true.
Okay. So, you know, I am certified and trained. I'm certified at the highest level, master certified coach. The coaches that work for me are certified through the International Coach Federation as well. And that would be against what we're trained to do and what we are ethically bound to do. So I'm sorry that that happened to you.
I've learned that sometimes you gotta really look at the source.
Mm.
And so that's why Greg is helping me.
Mm.
I've had a wide, very varied background. And I just cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
And I can see that, and so tell me more about it.
Okay. Did he or I send you my resume? We probably should. Okay.
And that's okay.
Okay. In a nutshell, and I'm very verbose, so help me try and stay just nutshell.
Okay.
My dearest desire lifelong was to have kids, raise them in a 50s type atmosphere or 60s, and have all those fun experiences and be the PTA mom, the Girl Scout mom, the Boy Scout mom, the mom, the house that all the kids went to. And I got that dream.
Mm.
And so I did PTA from 87 to 2004.
Wow.
And loved every minute of it, won state awards, and worked part-time all the way through that. And at times we had a playpen in my office, and at times,
aww,
you know, it was coloring books and desks. And but my husband and I would start companies, and I do the accounting, customer service, and he did the other parts. And then anything that had to deal with people finesse then became my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided at 50 to have a midlife crisis, and he went, he'd always wanted to be an attorney, and he took the LSAT when we moved to San Clemente the first time, and he just got honors, but he decided it wasn't time, and he invented a company, and I invented a company, and then that took us to Palo Alto, and they said, if you come up to the blueberry patch, if you want to pick blueberries, you're going to get them, but if you stay in San Clemente, you're not going to get blueberries because they don't grow down there. And so we chucked it all, moved the family, and never got funded, and came back with our tail between our legs 2 years later.
Oh.
And he was set on going to law school, so I got a full-time job with, who was my first? I don't know, Marchie Dimes, probably a nonprofit. Marchie Dimes and various other ones. And then got a job as a personal assistant for 6 years and got paid pretty good. Didn't have benefits, but it was a dream job, and he was so jealous. Now I'm not giving you just facts. after being let go of a job I never thought I'd lose, I was really rolling. So I really spent the last year unemployed and then just got a job with the toll roads in their call center. And I thought, well, anybody could do a call center. Well, apparently I can't.
And you've got that customer service background, too, so that's, you know.
Oh, I've gotten certified in customer service training the trainers.
Yeah, exactly. So, so what kinds of jobs have you been applying to in this last year?
Everything from customer service, which I now know has a great deal of variety for a meeting, meaning.
Yes.
I found out an expediter is a server in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, I never knew that. I thought an expediter expedited shipments because I worked with them.
Well, it can be that, too. So that's
you've
got to really read closely.
Yeah. I'm learning that. What I would like for a job, I'm 61. I don't want to work forever, but I figure I can go till 70, 75.
Okay.
I need insurance.
Okay.
And I'd really like to stay close to San Clemente. That means I can go up to Laguna. I can go up to even Spectrum in Irvine. But even that's a half-hour commute. And so, you know, I'm trying to...
There's a lot of jobs if you look at Laguna and Irvine and Newport Beach and...
Van Newport's even farther.
Oh, it is farther. Okay.
Yeah. And where are you located?
I'm in Long Beach.
Okay. So you know the difference between a Newport lady and a Laguna lady versus a San Clemente lady.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because a lot of people don't understand that.
That they're very different.
Yeah.
Well, of course they don't. So you want to find a job. You're not completely clear about what kind of job you want. And it sounds like you need some support with some job search strategy.
Yes.
And ways to look for a job. And in looking at your LinkedIn profile, we could probably make that stronger.
yes, I keep
I
trying to start that.
Yeah, and we may need to, I don't know, but we may need to look at your resume a little bit. I'm assuming you don't want to stay with the toll roads.
No, I'm already gone.
Oh, you're gone. Okay. So do you just have one resume for one type of job, or how are you
doing that? No, I do customer service different from than I do an admin. I've got probably three or four resumes. They all basically are the same.
Right.
Just stressing other points. Yeah. And then I try and do that in my cover letter, you know, bring in exactly what they say they're looking for and show them how I can meet those needs.
Okay, great. Now
I know some of this stuff. But
so good, but yay. So it seems like you might need some clarification of possibilities, but maybe the main thing right now is helping you with the job search strategy itself. Does that make sense?
That and my LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because I'm reconnecting with old PTA friends, old work friends. I'm really just not, and that was really bad on my part, and I see it now, and I'm seeing a lot of things clearer now, but I could be anything from a executive assistant, salesperson assistant. I'm a real good support person.
Mm-hmm.
I've also spoken at length at PTA. The CRB trained me in more public speaking, and put us up on videotape and has had us work for speakers or work with speaking coaches and then sat on some panels. So I've got some good training, But every different job has been a different adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because I reinvent myself, but it's tough when you're 61 and they've said, okay, what's your specialty?
Yeah.
Customer service, yeah.
So how many sessions is Greg giving you? I can't remember. I almost think it was two, but I don't know if it was
two.
One or two. Okay,
two.
Two. Good.
And
is it
he
possible?
Had thought this one, he thought the first one might have to be paid for. So the fact that
no, this is just
you're giving me 30 yeah. minutes is wonderful.
Yeah, well, and I need to let you know that I have coaches that work for me and that I'm not available right now, but they are trained in my processes. They are tested by me and we meet monthly and I have some amazing coaches. So what I'm doing right now is listening for who would be the best for you to work with.
That's what I gathered from both
okay.
your letter and your website. And,
okay, good.
And it seems like you've got a good read on people because I don't know. You're very easy to talk to, and I'm very comfortable telling you things I don't tell a lot of people, I guess.
Oh, and you know what? All of my coaches are like that. They're all comfortable, supportive. They just want the best for you. They're good listeners. We're trained in listening and asking questions, and you will love all of them. I am zeroing in on somebody. She is out of town until next mm-hmm. Tuesday. Does that seem like it's too far away to you?
No, I'm plugging in. I had an interview with a headhunter yesterday.
Okay.
And he helps to get me placed or an interview today. And then I've got another call back at 10:30 from another agency who had two possibilities for me.
Okay.
So
okay, good.
I'm trying agencies more.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. And what we're going to do is people think that there's anywhere from 3 to 5 ways to look for a job. I think there's 24 ways.
So I agree with you.
One of the things we're going to do with you is expose you to those ways and help you figure out which ones you'll do and feel comfortable with. And
excellent.
We're going to try to help you increase your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to also, you know, as much as we can get in, because we'd love to have you longer than two sessions. And hopefully you'll do it and decide, you know, or either you or between you and Greg, that, you know, that it's a good thing to do. I'm sorry.
If I could get a job to help pay for it, doesn't mean it's going to be my last job.
Yeah,
so,
and that's the way we want you to think about it when you're in this situation is get a job, and then let's get more clear about what you truly want to do, or let's keep looking for that next one, and let's
right.
be really well situated, right? So,
and that's why I took the job at the Toll Roads. Is
yeah.
I know it wasn't a forever job, but I needed dollars in the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Can you hold on just 1 second? I'm sorry.
Certainly.
I am just disorganized this morning. I just got back from vacation yesterday, so I'm like not quite organized. So I had my door open and people were knocking on the door, so I needed to close that. So hopefully you're okay with me being a little human this morning.
I know you were just coming back from, was it your father, not vacation?
Some girlfriends that were turning 50. So it was fun. It was very
So you understand my age thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm 56. So, and the person I'm putting you with is 50, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person, if that one doesn't seem like it's a really good match, the other person's even a few years older than that. So, and we do understand. And so, yeah. But the person I want you to speak with is Katie. And
Katie?
She was an ex-recruiter, so I think she'd be really good with this, and she's good at helping people network and do it in an efficient way. She's just great with job search strategy, and she'll give you some good feedback on your LinkedIn profile as well.
Great.
Now, if you talk with her and it feels like it's not a good match, let me know. So I'm going to schedule you, then you're going to send me an email saying yes or no.
Okay.
I do have another person that you could speak with if that doesn't seem like a match. But you're going to love Katie, so I don't even think that's I don't think that's going to happen. And we can also help you with interview strategy so that you're more effective at landing the job, which I don't know if you need or not because, you know, you did say you had some speaking training, but I think we can all get some feedback and get better. And
I do too.
You know, even doing one mock interview and giving people feedback just once makes them better, let alone if we do it a couple times. So we'll help you with that, and we'll just help you feel, you know, stronger and you know, more confident, which is important too. So so are you okay if I schedule you to Katie?
Schedule it with Katie? Is that what you said? You broke up there a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, if I schedule you with a time to speak with Katie. Okay.
Absolutely.
So she is available the 12th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then it looks on the 13th she's available from 1 to 5:30. So we've got
from 1 to 5:30. Well,
yeah. So she's a little bit
that would 1 to how long a session?
Oh, it's only going to be 30 minutes, but I'm just telling you sort of just the time range. No, you have to talk to her for 4.5 hours.
No, I didn't
figure
it would
be 4.5 hours. But
I'm just
at 3 o'clock. I hit my slump, and I have to fight through that. So closer to 1, or let's say 1 o'clock would be great.
Yeah, let's do that. So
1 o'clock on the 13th.
Now, please stay with me on the phone because I'm going to get this scheduled, and then I want to just close up the call. But I need to put in your name and everything. And I will forward the document that, you know, where you kind of said what you were looking for. And I'm also, if it's okay with you, going to send her a few notes about you.
Absolutely.
It kind of speeds up the phone call a little bit. And so then you will call her. The number will come on an email to you.
Right. Okay.
But let me make sure I'm putting your phone number in here. I get messed up if I try to go too fast.
I understand.
Okay, so we've got that almost in. Okay, and done. And so you should receive an email that says when you are scheduled to meet with Katie and the phone number. If for some reason you do not receive an email in the next couple hours, say, give me a call back and we'll make sure I put the email address in correctly.
Great.
But it looks correct. I'm looking back and forth between the two. And feel free to, you know, let her know. I'm going to let her know that you're looking for some job search coaching, some LinkedIn, some interview, and maybe some career exploration. And my suggestion would be to start with job search and then come back around to career exploration. Now, when you sign up with us, you will get resources on our clients-only website. You'll get a ton of resources about job search and about LinkedIn and even some little videos. And lists of job search websites, tips for interviewing, interview practice questions, all kinds of things. So really take advantage of that. Once you become one of our clients, you have access to that going forward as long as we maintain it.
Okay.
And I will let you know that our career exploration process is quite intensive. It really takes 6 to 9 sessions to go through the whole process, but sometimes we can just pick up pieces of it. So you'll have to think about whether you might want to do that. But what I find is so great about it is it helps people get very clear. And when you're very clear, it's easier to make things happen.
I'm not clear at all.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah. So you know, if you know you enjoy working with Katie and it seems like something you want to do, then you may want to think about investing a little bit more and doing the full career exploration process. What we do is we help you take your personality type, your personality characteristics, your values. So, you know, what do you value in the world and in life? Your learning style and different things. We help you create criteria from them. And then we also help you create a list of possible careers. And then we help you compare the two so that you pick the ones that are the most closely associated with you know, who you are, if that makes sense.
Boy, the last time I did that was the 90s.
Oh, and, that was a long time. And I'll let you know that this process, the way it's designed, I designed it, and there are some tools in it that I don't think anyone has out there. So it's a really unique process, and we've helped hundreds of people. So kind of the way I would see this is, you know, you speak with Katie, see if you're a match, let me know, I think you will be, and then, you know, once you decide that, we'll get you scheduled, Katie will get you scheduled, and you will receive a welcome document, and you will also receive a coaching agreement to sign electronically. We will need to get a credit card before we send you those, and my assistant April will get that from you, and then you would get started, and we'll start with the two, and then you'll let us know if you want to continue on.
Okay. If I give you my credit card,
yes,
as
or Greg's credit card, it doesn't matter.
Okay. If I give it to you for like holding, will you charge it right away, or do you need Greg's credit card to get it rolling?
We don't charge until after the fact, so. But you'll have, you know, once you talk with her next week, you'll have, and you can just have Greg call in. We don't, you know, you don't have to get it from him. You can just say,
yeah,
you know, what's going to happen is you'll get an email from April, my assistant, and it'll give you three ways to give the credit card. So you can just forward that to Greg and he can give it. But he just needs to say it's for Sandra Nichols-Schwartz.
Yes.
And then that'll be it. And then from there, we'll know that we're doing two sessions. And then, you know, after the two sessions, we'll ask you if you'd like to continue. So does that sound okay?
That sounds wonderful, Donna. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your 34 minutes. So we got to go.
Well, we had a lot of technical difficulties, so luckily I don't have anyone after us, but we definitely ran into some snags, and thanks for being so patient with that. I really appreciate it.
You know, I'm an old computer geek, and, you know, if you don't put it in right, it's called operator error. So
yes.
we were having technical errors.
Yeah, that wasn't us. That was them. So I haven't, I don't know, maybe there's a storm somewhere. Who knows? But it was so lovely to meet you, and I know that the two sessions are going to help you move forward for sure, and then all the resources you're going to get are going to help you. And I know that you're, you know, independent and that you'll dive into them. There's a whole job search. There's a whole section on career exploration. And so between those two, that can really help you. And then if you, you know, want to go on and do some more, I know that that'll help you get more clear about what careers to really go after. And and if you have any questions or any concerns at any point, you let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Donna, again for your time, and I can't wait to talk to Katie.
Yeah. Thanks for being patient for her to get back. She's
all righty.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.